The best soybeans in North Dakota just got even better. The next generation of Enlist E3 soybeans are here and available now from Dairyland Seed. We're talking unique genetics only available in Corteva brand products, an improved agronomic package, including better tolerance to white mold and more yield potential with proven performance in research trials. Make the better choice with next-gen Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans. Visit DairylandSeed.com or contact your local North Dakota dealer to learn more.
Hey, welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. What's on the table this weekend? Well, at the table is just as important as everything else, family, friends. And when you get together with family and friends, you want the best. So let's talk about put beef on the table. North Dakota Beef Commission's Nancy Jo Bateman. Happy holidays, Nancy Jo.
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Mick. Glad to be with you today.
Thank you. All right, so let's talk about you at the North Dakota Beef Commission. You have got a great website with a lot of great recipes. Is there anything new as far as cutting edge new recipes or new cuts of beef that are exciting to you?
Oh, goodness. I'm just a beef eater from top to bottom. we've got, of course, at the holiday time, you know, we're always looking for wonderful cuts for our consumers, all of our customers. Prime rib always seems to top the list of a really special meal for all of your special family. And it's not the cheap end of the beef cuts, that's for sure. But it's delicious, it's wonderful, and it's just a crowd pleaser all the time. And what's really nice, especially like with my family, we're up to, I think it's 23 big eaters.
Oh, my goodness.
And some of those aren't some of our kids that aren't even teenagers yet. But it takes two prime ribs at our house to feed everybody on Christmas Eve, and they enjoy prime rib. It's our one really, really special holiday for our whole family. And it's, you know, it's not nearly as intimidating as a person might think. And I guess that's what I like consumers to understand, is that prime rib is really one of the easiest cuts there is to cook. I think sometimes it's just the cost that really is intimidating. People don't want to invest that kind of money in a great big roast and then make a mistake. But it's really just about foolproof. So we've got all kinds of great recipes and cooking information on our website, which is just ndbeef.org. You can just type in holiday and you'll get holiday recipes. You can type in prime rib and it'll pull up prime rib recipes. You can type in sirloin tip roast and it'll pull up sirloin tip recipes. Just to give you all kinds of great ideas. And for my family, Mick, you know, simple is best. Garlic and a good seasoning salt is really all that I ever use. I mean, and I'm talking like fresh crushed garlic or the kind that you can actually buy that's already chopped or crushed in a jar. And then a good seasoning salt, and then you just let your oven do the work.
Just warm it up a little, and that is the best. Last time you and I crossed paths was at a grocery store in West Fargo, and they have, you know, I'll just say it, the Cashwise store there, they have some seasonings that are just top of the line, off the chart good.
Absolutely. You know, and just about every meat shop or meat department, they'll have some really great rub or seasoning blend that just works great. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, the best seasoning rub, especially for prime rib or roast, is going to have a salt base. But now for people that have restrictions on sodium and don't want the salt, there's always just the herb kind of blends. There's just a lot of great ones, and you can hardly go wrong with any of them.
All right, Nancy Jo Bateman, North Dakota Beef Commission, with us. Nancy, let's address the sticker shock. Everything at the grocery store is a lot more than it was last year. So now in our family, thankfully, our tradition is, you know, it's a Danish thing, meatballs. And so, and people do have, so we have a little ground beef and ground pork put together, you know, about 80% ground beef. So that's a little more economical. But what are some other economical ways of consuming beef for Christmas?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned meatballs because we just had a family gathering on Saturday with our kids and their spouses and some other family members. And we had meatballs and mashed potatoes and glazed carrots, and everybody was just, you know, enjoying. And ours didn't have pork in them at the Bateman household. It was all beef, though. But, yeah. You know, a person can do something that's fabulous and delicious with ground beef and, you know, all the way up to the prime rib and tenderloin. And the nice thing about beef is that regardless of what your budget is for your groceries, there's a cut that will fit into that budget and will be just as delicious, just as nutritious, and just as pleasing to your family or your friends. You can go from chuck roasts, which are one of the less expensive beef roasts. They're a little less tender cut, so of course you need to cook them low temperature, slow for, you know, a little longer amount of time. But then they just fall apart, and you can almost eat them with a spoon. You know, it's just, it's delicious. Then as you go down the carcass, you can also, I mean, of course, the prime rib is from the rib. You can do a New York strip, a boneless New York strip, which is very delicious. You've got the tenderloin, of course, which is the top end. But then you've got sirloin roast, sirloin tip, different round rump roast, and even tri-tip, which is probably something that a lot of people don't try or haven't tried. Tri-tip is an excellent, whether it's roasted to a nice medium or medium rare degree of doneness, or you can do it on the grill. You know, winter isn't a deterrent anymore for all of the smokers that people have and the good grills and everything. So tri-tip is another kind of interesting cut. Mm-hmm. Brisket, too. I mean, if you want to mix it up a little bit, I've seen brisket sales recently for very attractive prices.
Super.
Nancy, be done on your grill. It can be done on your smoker.
Yeah, Nancy, we're out of time. Thank you for some great tips for Christmas dinner. Merry Christmas to you.
To you too, Mick.
Thank you. This is Farm Talk.